thanks for joining us in the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And we're continuing to work our way through the Gospel of John together. And today we're taking a look at John chapter 9. It's a pretty lengthy story here, and we're going to focus specifically on verses 1 through 7. And in John chapter 9, verse 1, it says this: "As Jesus went along, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?'" You see, there was this assumption that pain was a punishment from God. That if you had something like a disability, it was the result of sin in your life, either your own sin or someone else's sin. And this was really the only category that people had for pain and for suffering. If someone was suffering, it's because of something they had done wrong, and God was simply getting back at them. Which meant that there was really no empathy, there was no grace for people who were suffering. There was no belief that there could be some sort of redemption from your pain, because you were simply getting what you deserved. You had it coming to you. But listen to this new category that Jesus introduced for the pain that we experience in life. He says, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." Jesus says, actually, neither of them sinned. This man being born blind isn't about God punishing him or God getting back at his parents. No, this happened so that, meaning for a reason, for a purpose. And the purpose is so that the works of God might be displayed in his life. This happened, he was born blind, so that God can do something miraculous in and through his life. And listen to what happens. After saying this, Jesus spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." The word means sent. So the man went and washed, and he came home seeing. See, God's power was on full display in this man's life. This man who had been living in darkness for years was now able to see for the very first time in his life. God didn't restore his eyesight. No, Jesus actually gave him the ability to see. And this man's pain, his blindness, was the platform for God's power in his life. And here's the big idea that I want us to get today. The greatest work that God wants to do in your life often comes through the greatest pain in your life. The greatest work that God wants to do in your life often comes through the greatest pain in your life. You know, you've probably met someone who has walked through an unimaginable tragedy, one that you couldn't imagine going through. And they've said something along the lines of, you know, "I would never want to go through that again, and I would never wish it on anyone else, but I wouldn't change it for anything." What is that? How is someone able to say that? You see, rather than allowing their pain to be a devastating moment in their life where they give up and walk away from their faith and turn their back on God, it became a defining moment, where God did something in their heart that could not have happened without pain. God changed them. God transformed them through their painful season. You see, God has the ability to redeem the most painful moments and seasons in our life. And I've seen it time and time again. People who have walked through tragedy, who have walked through loss, and they come out stronger on the other side with greater faith and greater love and greater joy and greater peace. And it's because of the perspective that they had. They understood that God wanted to do a work in their life through their pain. So today, I just want to invite you to pray a very simple prayer, regardless of where you may find yourself in life right now. And it's this: God, help me to see the purpose in my pain. God, help me to see the purpose in my pain. Maybe you're in a painful season right now. Maybe you've recently come through one. Maybe you're going to be going through one. But this prayer of, God, help me to see the purpose in my pain, that you want to do a work in my life and through my life. So I'm going to pray for us and then give you a chance to pray as well. So God, we thank you that despite the things that we face in this life, the pain, the suffering, the grief, the loss, that you are at work in all of it. God, these things happen so that your power and your work may be on full display in our life. So God, help us to trust that, help us to believe that, and to know that you are at work in all things for our good, and ultimately, Lord, for your glory. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.